Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is omega-3 versus omega-6. Oil, that is. The message these days seems to be one of these is good and the other one is bad. Simplistic, maybe, but most people are well served by increasing omega-3 foods or supplementing with this and being careful about most other fats they eat, especially the industrially processed fats in packaged baked foods, margarine and such. Think trans fats. This is why fish oil sales are taking off, as these omega-3s are linked to many healthy functions, such as preventing heart disease, reducing inflammation in the body anywhere, and helping nervous system issues, including depression. Indeed, our modern diet is woefully deficient in these beneficial omega-3s, which, besides fish, is also in walnuts and flax seeds. They're also in soybeans, but here we could run into problems, as unsaturated oils, especially omega-3s, these become rancid quickly, so I'd be skeptical about a company claiming their mayonnaise is heart healthy because of the soybean oil in it. Those bottles of flax and cod liver oil are dark because light is a powerful destroyer of omega-3 oils. Omega-6 oils are also essential to our health, but the idea is we're already getting these in more than enough quantity, at least, and don't need to seek them out. Here again, though, we need to consider the source. So, minimally processed safflower oil and almonds, they'd be good sources, and packaged snacks or dessert foods out of the machines, or deep-fried food, they would tend to be rancid or hydrogenated oils, and not so good. Interestingly, some researchers have observed that in more northern, colder climes, omega-3s predominate. Think cold water fish, flax, and walnuts. While around the equator, we actually see more saturated fat, at least in vegetable oils like palm and coconut. Omega-6s, as well as healthy omega-9s, olives and pecans and avocados, these are in between, like would be in California. The relationship to light is interesting, as the cold water fish and also mammals northern peoples would eat, like seal, are also good sources of vitamin D. Our livestock, then, if grazing like moose on northern vegetation, they'd have more omega-3s and much less saturated fat. So we just need to have plenty of consumer demand for grass-fed beef, and maybe McDonald's will start offering naturally grazed short ribs. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.